This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
He wants to see the President of the United States in prison. It's an extraordinary statement from the Speaker of the House. Do you agree with her?
Is that how you see it? Do you want to see the President in prison instead of impeaching him?
So what was your reaction when you heard Speaker Pelosi reportedly saying that she wants to see President Trump in prison?
Look, I don't have any difficulty with those words.
But here's the question. Would you like to see President Trump in prison?
Do you think President Trump committed crimes that could be prosecuted?
He did.
When Nancy Pelosi says she wants to see the President of the United States in prison, is that at all realistic?
You know, I think it could be realistic.
No one is above the law. And that includes President Trump.
If it determines that we lead to impeachment, or if he ends up in jail, so be it.
Now, Bob Mueller almost said that he should be in jail.
If you become president in 2020, would you want your Justice Department to pursue charges against President Trump?
Do you want to see President Trump in prison? Well, let me press you, Congressman. Do you want to see the President of the United States in jail?
More than anything else, Wolf, look, the lizard brain that I have says I hope bad things happen to this man because he has been so destructive.
Democrats don't realize it, but they prophesy the very thing that's going to happen to them. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. A montage. Should Donald Trump be in prison? Donald Trump for prison. Let me tell you something. Rest assured, Donald Trump will not be going to prison. But many Democrats will. The Democrats have to set you up. They have to. Let me explain what's going on here. Because it's really kind of interesting. It's a very, I don't want to say clever, because I don't find it clever, but I find it interesting that they think it'll work. But here's what Democrats do. When they know something's about to occur for them, they try to lessen the blow. You know, think of it as, You're punching the bag, you know, just to kind of soften it up so that when you throw a better punch, it looks like you really folded the bag. That's probably not a good, unless you've been in the ring a lot or in the gym, probably don't feel it. But all I'm saying is if you wanted to tell your parents bad news when you were a kid, you kind of repeat it like, yeah, well, you know, my friend, he made F's like you made D's. My friend, oh my gosh, his parents were so mad at him because he made F's. Yeah, they were really mad at him because he made F's. Oh my gosh, I mean, if only he'd made a D. At least a D. But he made F's. And then your parents finally, you go, so what were your grades, Kevin? Oh, I got a D. You know what I'm saying? So when they talk to you about Trump's going to, you know, he's in peace, he'd go to prison. Donald Trump go to prison. They're softening it up. So if it happens to them, it doesn't appear to be as bad as what it was. It's like, well, I mean, we were talking about Trump going to prison. So what? Somebody else is going to prison. It's just prison. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The psychology of it is that if it were to work, as the old Alinsky tactics would, where you keep telling a lie, you keep making yourself believe it, it's positive reinforcement of what you want to happen, and you can will it to be so. That might have worked in the old days. It no longer works with a guy like Donald Trump. But the left, that isn't going to stop them from trying, because they're programmed to try. So that's what they're trying to do. Now, they know that's not going to work. So the flip side of it is, when it fails, they can say, well, you know, we'd already set you up. The FBI, for example, Donald Trump says the FBI is crooked. How dare he? You know, and then they talk about how, you know, the FBI is an organization above and beyond reproach. Watch how you'll start to see the language change a little bit. It's very subtle. They'll say things like, well, the FBI does have a history of some irregularities. The FBI, you know, and you'll start to hear it as things move closer because, and I look at these things as, how do you know when the tide is shifting? Because it's difficult to tell. It really is. But I've become an expert. I mean, yeah, I could have something better to do in life than, you know, figure out when a Democrat is lying. Because let me just tell you, They lie all the time. It isn't even a matter of are they lying. You know, they are lying. You just have to figure out to what degree. You have to figure out who's the scapegoat. Who are they going after? Why are they lying? What is their motivation? It's like an actor. You say, I know he's acting. I know De Niro was never Raging Bull, right? Jake LaMotta. So you know he's lying. So you have to figure out what's his motivation. What's the motivation for the lie? Is it personal, saving their own butt? Sometimes, is it saving the butt of a superior? For example, with Comey. Comey lied in order to save the butt of a superior. That's the reason he lied. That is his job. His job was to convince you that even though Hillary Clinton had violated all kinds of rules that would have landed a civilian, we're talking about a non-elitist in prison, not in prison, under the prison, Hillary Clinton was okay. That was his role. And he was happy to lie because his job as a fixer is to fix. So his motivation, you could say, well, it's personal. Yeah, he's going to get something. If Hillary became president, Comey would have been a god. I mean, despite Hillary, let me tell you what Hillary would have done. As a conciliatory move, Comey would have become head of the Justice Department. As a conciliatory move, she might have even positioned him to run for president one day. Don't rule this out. That's the kind of thing that they do. It would have been, James Comey almost cost me the election, but I'm very magnanimous, and I don't hold grudges. So here, James, but trust me, the fix was in. Mueller screwed the pooch. Democrats are livid over what he's done. But my point to all of this is they want Trump in prison. It isn't going to happen. So you have to ask yourself, what is the secondary motivation for this? Trump's not going to go away. Trump's not going to roll over. Trump's going to continue to dominate the media. Trump's going to continue to dominate the news cycle. More information is coming out. I've talked ad nauseum about the replacement of John Huber with Durham. Huge thing. It's signaling to the left that your days of lying and getting away with stuff is over. Man, I can't wait to dig into the rest of this hour, even though we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I want to talk about a couple of the Democrats who are running. One of them in particular, Kirsten Gillibrand, who said the most stupid thing I've ever heard, and also Swalwell, who had his Jeb Bush moment, in case you guys hadn't seen that. So we'll get to those two things. And what else? Oh, businesses in L.A. We'll talk about what the L.A. mayor is blaming on business.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Nancy Pelosi is predictable, but she runs like a broken clock. She isn't even right twice a day, though. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Nancy Pelosi, a day late and a dollar short. Why? Why, Kevin Jackson? Huh? What are you talking about? I'm talking about President Trump issuing an ultimatum to Mexico. You know what he said? He said, Mexico, if you continue to let these illegals cross into your country, travel thousands of miles across Mexico to come to our border and come in, we are going to hurt you financially, and we're going to do it with trade. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. As Donald Trump negotiating the art of the deal, he says, And the Democrats go, well, he already had a deal with Mexico. And Donald Trump's like, yeah, I did. And I changed the deal. See, because it doesn't do us any good to negotiate and do all these things if you're going to crowbar my economy. If you're going to continue to do the things that you've been doing for decades and we continue to let you, you seem to think it's okay. Mexico has a border that borders the United States. If you're a good neighbor and you know what's going on in our country, you need to do something about it. Now, I consider this amazingly novel thinking, particularly in light of how the Democrats view illegal immigration as not legal. I mean, as not a problem. They see the illegal immigration as our problem in the sense that we are not open borders and they need to change our minds about how we feel about this country. So Donald Trump says, okay, you've got twisted logic. So I'll take the problem to a different location. I won't make it your problem anymore. I'm going to take this on myself and I'll fix it. And I'm going to take these Democrats out of the picture. So he issues this ultimatum to Mexico. You stop illegal immigration from Mexico to the United States, or you're going to face the economic music. Mexico runs about a $70 billion surplus with the United States. That is a huge number in their anemic economy that is built around oil, sarapes, sombreros, I'm kidding, but it is built around mostly oil, and it's also built around drugs. But you know what? The United States is probably the single biggest contributor to the Mexican economy in a multitude of ways. And Donald Trump knows this. And I've said to you folks many times, if Donald Trump is going to start a war, it will be an economic war. And you want to know who has the biggest, baddest nuclear economic bomb on the planet? The United States. And Trump knows this. So anyway, while Mexico was mulling over the offer they couldn't refuse, Democrats plotted against the President of the United States. Let me put this a different way. Democrats sided with Mexico. They were cheering on behalf of Obrador to beat Donald Trump in a negotiation against our country. Now, in full disclosure, I'm cheering for the Toronto Raptors to beat the Golden State Warriors because I can't stand our anti-American Curry and all those other guys at Golden State, including their coach, Steve Kerr. So I'm cheering for Canada. For the first time in my life, I can say I'm not cheering for America, which ironically means that I am, because now I'm using liberal logic. You understand, don't you? Yeah, cheering for Canada is the height of being an American these days. But this is what the left had made me become, a leftist in the sense that I don't even cheer for an American ball team against the Canadians. But I digress. So Mexico was mulling this over. The Democrats were plotting against President Trump. And here's what Newsmax wrote about this. President Donald Trump's deal with Mexico to get help on the border in exchange for withdrawing the threat of U.S. import tariffs got a quick thumbs down from Nancy Pelosi. What's Nancy's problem? Why wouldn't she want the president to do... Oh, that's right. Ideologically, she cares about immigrants more than she... illegals more than she cares about citizens. That's right. Nancy Pelosi is from a sanctuary state. That's right. Nancy Pelosi's district has a poop map. Nancy Pelosi's district has hypodermic needles. I'm talking about one of the most iconic, beautiful cities in the world. San Francisco has a poop map and warns you about walking your dog because he could get stuck by a hypodermic needle. The mayor of San Francisco went on a little walk herself and was appalled at what her city looks like. And meanwhile, the new governor of California has openly declared it's a sanctuary state. Now, what's going on in that great state of California that has to do with illegal immigration? Well, now that you've asked, there's outbreaks of measles. There's outbreaks of bubonic plague. There is potentially rubella, scabies, and a host of other things. And ironically, they can't quite figure out where it's all coming from. That's what's going on. These guys are so caught up in being against Trump, ergo against America, pro anything that is anti anything Trump does, anti anything that makes sense, that they are willing to put you in danger, to put their own citizens in danger. So Trump recognizes this, and he says, I'm going to end this, and I'm going to go around you. And he's not even going around Congress in a bad way. He's going around Congress the way a president would. President is there to solve problems, to make things safe, to improve the economy of the United States. And Donald Trump says, look, while they, you know, hash this out in their own way, and he's happy to deal with Congress if they want to go that route, they're saying, in the meantime, I'm just going to use trade as our way of getting this done. I think it's ingenious. I think what Trump has done is absolutely the way it should be done. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi released a statement saying that Donald Trump had undermined America's preeminent leadership role in the world by hanging the threat of tariffs over Mexico. We are deeply disappointed by the administration's expansion of its failed Remain in Mexico policy, which violates the rights of asylum seekers under the U.S. law and fails to address the root causes of Central American immigration. Threats and temper tantrums are no way to negotiate foreign policy. See, what I tell you guys all the time, liberals tell you what they're doing when they speak to you. Nancy Pelosi is telling you exactly what she's doing. They are threatening the president and throwing a temper tantrum over him doing his job. They are siding with Mexico over the United States. That's what they're doing. And it isn't because they don't know right from wrong. It's because Nancy Pelosi and part of the Never Trump crowd, it doesn't matter. Trump could cure cancer, and Nancy Pelosi would say, well, why did he go and do that? That's where we are. But here's why I say Nancy Pelosi was a day late and a dollar short. It's because of the outcome. See, Donald Trump is interested in outcomes. And that's why the left he confounds them. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill funding the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is headed to the Senate after passage by the House. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the Senate will take it up before the summer recess. Comedian and activist Jon Stewart reacts to the bill passing on Fox News.
None of us feel like the job is done. We've got to get past the Senate. Senator McConnell has said that he will get this done by their summer recess. That's August 2nd, so we're going to take him at his word.
It's not something you see often from President Trump, but he's defending Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
I think that a group of people is being very disrespectful to her. And you know what? I don't think that Nancy can let that go on.
AOC and the Speaker have been battling it out for pretty much the entire week on Twitter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What could you do to unite the country at a time of great polarization? What else could you do?
So I think success should unite the country, but I will tell you, the more successful we've become, the more angry people like Nancy Pelosi, who don't have what it takes, they don't know what's going on, they get angry. They should. An example is Mexico. I said, we're going to put tariffs on because we want you to help us with, because they won't pass any legislation in Congress. And I have senators and others and Pelosi coming out saying, oh, how horrible. What they're doing is they're hurting a deal. They should be saying, we're with the president. We'll do whatever he wants to do. And Mexico would fold like an umbrella. Now I have these people. And I'm saying there's some Republicans, too. I think they should be ashamed of themselves. But we have Pelosi. We have crying Chuck Schumer, who's a disaster, by the way. He's a total political, jerk. But we have Schumer. We have all these people. They come out and they talk about tariffs or bad, so they're killing, they hurt my negotiation. Because I go into the room with the Mexicans, I'm asking them for everything. And by the way, if they don't do it, I'm putting the tariffs on, we're going to make a fortune. One thing with the tariffs, when those tariffs go on, companies are going to start moving back. Once they know they're going to stay on, companies are going to move back to the United States. They took 32% of our car industry. Every single one of those plants will move back into the United States.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. That was the president saying, you know what the Democrats are doing? They're pimping my hand. You ever played cards like spades or bid whist or bridge maybe? I don't know. And somebody's standing behind you. You're playing with your partner. And there's somebody behind you giving the other team what's in your hand. He's got four diamonds. Whatever it is, right? The Democrats are pimping Donald Trump's hands. They're intentionally trying to ruin his negotiation. This is what John Kerry did with Iran, violating the Hatch Act, meeting with the Iranians, trying to make things better for them than they are for the United States. I could go on. These are people that are mad when the President of the United States says to our partners, and I'm using my finger quotes, pay your doggone bills for the military that we created called NATO, this North American treaty organization. You should be paying your bills. How dare he demand that they pay their bills? What kind of place is it? What kind of president is this that's looking out for America and demanding that our partners pay their bills? These are the same people undermining every single negotiation. The reason why the United States does not have a better relationship with Vladimir Putin and Russia is because of the Russian collusion BS that these people tried to perpetrate. And it wasn't just that they were trying to ruin the ruin the ability for Trump and Putin to work on things. They wanted Trump in prison over this. They wanted him impeached and run out of office over a lie. How do you think they feel about China? Do you think the Democrats are cheering for Donald Trump to win in trade negotiations with China or cheering otherwise? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, with Donald Trump negotiating on behalf of this country, make America great, America first is his mantra. You know what Barack Obama's was? Change we can believe in. Which one would you rather negotiate with? So anyway, Trump's over there negotiating, and here's what Pelosi says. We are deeply disappointed by the administration's expansion of the failed Remain in Mexico policy, which violates the rights of asylum seekers. Asylum seekers under U.S. laws and fails to address the root causes of Central American migration. Threats and temper tantrums are no way to negotiate foreign policy. You're exactly right, Pelosi. You should stop with the threats and the temper tantrums. Look, the United States citizens have no responsibility for what the heck is going on in the world that makes them want to come to our country. We have zero responsibility for that. We aren't creating wars in Central America. We're not the ones creating the strife that they suffer from. In fact, we're the ones sending money, helping out. We do it with Mexico. We do it with Central America. We do it with the 50-something countries in Africa and other places all over the world. And what do we get for what we do? We get a slap in the face. And when the president finally says, you know what? Enough is enough. You Democrats have intentionally tried to ruin this country with immigration policy, and I'm going around you. And then what do? The Democrats go, hey, Mexico, here's what's going on. But the problem is, Mexico gave in. Much to the chagrin of the Democrats, Mexico said, we're done. Here's what Red State wrote. Donald Trump has secured a signed agreement with Mexico, securing their assistance in the streaming tide of illegal aliens swarming across our southern border. And here's what's interesting. The guy writing the article, he's talking about a radio interview. Matt Boyle interviewed Stephen Moore, the one-time Trump Fed nominee who was forced to withdraw because of some issues. But Moore had this to say about what the president's deal with Mexico, and he transcribed this from his show. He says, you know, I have to confess, this is Moore. I was against the tariffs strategy. I didn't think Mexico would come to the table. I'll admit, I was wrong, because boy, has this worked. Now Mexico has sent thousands of National Guard to the border. So this is a big, big victory for Donald Trump. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. I'm no Trump fanatic. You know what I am? I'm a fanatic for truth. I'm a fanatic for pragmatism and for success, things that work. Show me the roadmap to success, I jump on it. That's what I do. And I jumped on the Trump train because it is the road to success. You know why? It is practical. It is what I would do. I don't want to make it sound, I know there are a lot of people that love Trump. Trump is no genius when it comes to this stuff. This is exactly what I predicted he would do, and it is exactly what he was doing. And the reason why I could predict it is because I come from a business background, having worked with the largest companies in the world, and I said, what would I do if I were running the largest corporation on the planet? That would be the United States. So anyway, the guy that he was choosing to be a Fed guy, he said, I didn't think it was going to work, but it did. Moore went on to describe the assessment as it relates to the much larger trade dispute with China. And here's the money quote, according to Matt Barber. I do think this will have a positive implication for the China negotiations, because China is going to look at this thing and go, ha, this guy really knows how to negotiate. He knows how to win. If Trump can get that same kind of concession from China, and I think he will, like that he got from Mexico, the economy is just going to roar. Now, the real reason why the Democrats want Trump to fail in his negotiations with trade is very simple. To lose in 2020, America's economy has to tank. Democrats tried to give feckless Barack Obama credit for Trump's economy, but that polling proved that Americans saw through the ruse, because overwhelmingly Americans went, no, this is Trump's economy. So they dropped that. They kept polling it. They went after it, poll after poll. What do you think? Isn't it really Barack Obama's economy? Come on, come on, come on. They did this for the first year of Trump's presidency, and every time they polled, it got worse and worse. They finally quit polling. an economy that Obama said was going to lose manufacturing jobs and other good-paying jobs now thrives. The same economy Obama said would generate only 2% GDP generates 3.2% GDP, and if it weren't for the Fed raising interest rates, the GDP would probably be around 5%. This is what Trump would predict. He said this, and I agree, by the way. I've opined extensively on this economy, saying the best of this economy is yet to come. You can't flip the massive trade deficit back in favor of the U.S. and not have it impact the economy. $800 billion awaits to be added to the almost $2 trillion bonuses that businesses recovered with government deregulation. Add the tax cuts to it. Trump sails easily into 2020 with this economy. It has but one way to go. And I could go on and talk about all this stuff, but look, but what's funny, if you look at trade deficit, you know what you'll see right now? Donald Trump's trade policy, it's increased the trade deficit. He's running on legacy Obama crap, and he's cleaning out the pipeline. But the minute that pipeline flushes, you're going to start seeing $100 billion, $200 billion, $300 billion coming back into the U.S. economy on top of everything else. So clearly, Democrats know what's at stake. They wanted Mexico to hold out on President Trump. So what? Americans pay $5 for an avocado, or $13 for a cantaloupe, or $20 for a bag of pistachios. Democrats wanted you to suffer. They wanted you to suffer at the gas pump. They wanted your food to suffer. They want every part of you to suffer. That's why they love their green energy, because it'll make you suffer in the heat or the cold. Pay enough at the grocery store, and perhaps Americans might forget about their fat paychecks, the fact that they can actually take a vacation now, maybe have a little extra money to send little Susie to summer camp. But, you know what? You're going to be paying a little bit more for cilantro. They wanted Trump to fail. They wanted Mexico to succeed. I want you to understand that. They want China to succeed. They want Russia to succeed in Iran.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump did what they couldn't do. And when I say they, I'm talking about the two people who could not defeat Barack Obama, John McCain and Mitt Romney. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I talked about the war on Trump earlier in the broadcast and why Donald Trump is going after these establishment-type things. I'm not talking about the establishment in and of itself, which, of course, attacking McCain is going after the establishment. But it's an establishment-type thing that he's going after. He's going after these ideas around things. Like, for example, when he attacked Kaepernick, people were like, he's attacking black people. You know, yeah. Yeah, he wasn't just attacking Kaepernick. Kaepernick is not the person that made him mad, per se. It was what Kaepernick represented. John McCain doesn't really make Trump mad as an individual. What John McCain represents is this idea that he was a good guy. Kaepernick represents the idea that he's fighting for a cause,
that's bigger than us. And Donald Trump's going, no, John McCain is not bigger than the United States and standing on principle and doing what you say. In fact, I'll expose him as a fraud. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yep. Why, you know, McCain is held in such high esteem is beyond me, except that we are taught to believe that, well, he served in the military. He was a prisoner of war. And look, I talked about it earlier. I'm not going to belabor it. I just want you to understand that. But here's what somebody wrote about Romney, and because Romney attacked President Trump. And by the way, other establishment Republicans are saying things like, Mitch McConnell said, I miss John McCain every day. Yeah. So that's not... He's smart enough not to bash Trump, but he's essentially defying Trump by saying, I miss my friend. I miss my friend. Other Republicans, these establishment rhino winos, are out there going, John McCain was a great guy, and we shouldn't be saying things about him. So anyway, this one guy tweeted, just hit me why you and McCain hate President Trump so much. You both spent your entire lives in politics in hopes of one day becoming president. And President Trump, who took up politics as a hobby, did what both of you couldn't do. See, that's the difference. Donald Trump said to the entirety of the Republican Party, and it really hacked McCain, who, by the way, is one of the main reasons why we are on the witch hunt of Robert Mueller, and they want Donald Trump to play nice. Let me tell you something. Accuse me of doing something that I didn't do and ask me if I'm going to play nice. Accuse me of doing something that could get me impeached, thrown in jail, or whatever, and ask me if I'm going to play nice. They're mad at Donald Trump because Donald Trump dared to do what they couldn't do. I want you to let that sink in for just a second. How many jealousies would you have if you were mad because people got promoted around you, or you watched somebody run the 100 faster than you ever could have thought about running it, or somebody, you know, is the heavyweight boxing champ of the world and you're never going to be? How many jealousies could you have? See, that's the petty nature of politicians in general. But believe it or not, we're just as petty on our side when you get up to the elite level. John McCain is mad because he paid his dues. He served in the military. He's like Jack Nicholson going, I sin on that line and you want me there. You need me there. Did you issue the code red? And John McCain's, you're doggone right I did. I sent the dossier. If he were alive, he would tell you. Oh, no, he wouldn't, because he doesn't have the guts. But he knows he did. Everybody knows it at this point. John McCain was more invested in getting rid of Donald Trump than Hillary freaking Clinton. And you want Donald Trump to show him respect. Let me tell you something. John McCain can kiss my little black bootay because I have zero respect for him as a politician. I have a little bit of respect for him as a military man. And not as much as people might believe. But I have zero respect for him as a politician. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. I don't care if you disagree. You'd just be wrong. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted this. The coup deepens. More unelected bureaucrats deciding they know best. Representative Mark Meadows, Republican out of North Carolina, hinted Monday the coming release of documents will show U.S. ambassadors conspired with the FBI and the Justice Department to harm President Trump. So John McCain was the match that lit the fuse on an investigation that has cost the citizens of America millions of dollars. It's netted nothing. It's ruined the lives of people like Michael Flynn. It's ruined the lives of people like Paul Manafort. It's certainly been a bump in the road for Papadopoulos and others. It has put people in the microscope who don't need to be in the microscope. And even to this day, Democrats are trying to get information from 81 people that have nothing to do with it's anything except a witch hunt. And you want us to respect John McCain. Do I need to say it again? just for the record, John McCain can kiss my butt. And I know, and I know his daughter, Megan. Megan, you know, we know each other. We're acquaintances. I wouldn't dare say we're friends. Your daddy was not everything he was cracked up to be. Now, that said, I respect him as your father. I respect that you see your dad through these, you know, rose-colored glasses. I'm really happy that you see him that way, and she should always see him that way. But let's just understand, we can compartmentalize. John McCain might have been an amazing father, for all I know. He certainly was if you listen to Megan. But outside of that, don't expect me to just go, ooh, he's amazing, he's John McCain. I remember when I moved to Arizona, people were like, oh, John McCain, Kevin, you can't say anything bad about McCain in Arizona because he's such a powerhouse in Arizona. And I was like, screw John McCain. Screw John McCain. Don't tell me what I can say about somebody. If John McCain is a great man, I'll tell you he's a great man. If he's not, I'm going to tell you he's not. Now, I can also compartmentalize. I love that his daughter feels that way about him. That makes me feel good. It warms my heart. And I think that if there's anything that John McCain can take to his grave, it's the fact that his daughter felt that way. Happy for him. But don't believe the hype. Cindy McCain, oh, we got to stop all this, you know, these drugs. And, you know, go read the stories about Cindy McCain and how she was using her charities to get drugs for herself. Go read it. You don't have to believe me. There's a lot of documentation about it. Drug addict, using her charities for that. But making it sound like she's big Miss Magnanimous with all the charitable work and we got to get rid of these opioids and all this other stuff. And she's strung out on them. Don't believe me. Look, and I don't have a vendetta. I'm not mad at him. For the record, I don't care if Cindy McCain strung out on drugs. I don't care if she got them through her charity. It's not like she couldn't afford it. I mean, it would be illegal not to get them through prescriptions. But there are worse things that people can do. I don't really care. But what I do care about is when you try to make yourself out to be very sanctimonious and everybody around you is, you know, battening down the hatches going, oh, we got to protect John McCain and we got to protect the McCains and McCains and McCains, 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 you know, like they're royalty. Just for the record, there is no royalty. See, that's the ruse we live under, is that there are people that must be protected at all costs. No, we are all citizens of this great land. No, but no one any better than the other. I swear to you before God, I've got a meeting set up soon with the President of the United States. I don't think of him. He is Donald Trump to me, a man we put into a position that I'm happy that he's in. But I will go in there as his equal. I'm not going to be cocky about it. Mr. President, good to talk to you. Thanks for making time. You're a busy man. Here's my concern. Boom. In and out. Photo op, maybe. You know, not necessary, but if he allows it, sure. But not a big deal. Not one of these people, oh, look at me, I'm hanging out with him, I'm going to go do me some Kanye, Yeah, a little bit of a swipe. Nah, Candace, you know I don't care about you hanging out with Kanye. Oh, but he's not hanging out with her anymore, unfortunately. I don't care about that stuff. What I care about is what we want to accomplish together. That's what's important. And it was funny. I was talking to a buddy of mine. His name is Thaddeus. Funny comedian. He says, Kevin, I have no use. He's a black dude. I have no use for people who see this movement as a way to make money. And I said, well, I don't mind people paying their bills and living the capitalist life. But I get what you're saying. He's saying there's too many fakes. There are. And let me tell you, these fakes that pretend that John McCain is the man and all this other stuff, you're not fooling me, you're not fooling yourselves. Donald Trump is the man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.